Thank you for tuning in to the Cooked Official Podcast, episode 18. This is the drunk episode, part 2. I'm here with...
Little Next Door.
Lottie.
And who else?
And Zeus.
Okay. Oh, and Dibble, of course.
Lottie.
Submit to me.
Please come watch.
Bro, oh Sway God. Was didn't he had enough of that shit. No, he had enough
bro,
of that
it's crazy because Sway was trying to figure it out at first. He's like, bro, what is so funny about the Thanos? Like, bro, we've been saying it for like a week.
Well, we have. No, yeah, it's been like bro. More than 2 weeks.
Literally. It started at Panama. Yeah, I'm going to keep it on bug, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it started at Panama. Me and Lottie, it was just me and Lottie doing it. And then we got Zeus involved. So then we started doing it throughout the week. And then we watched the movie. It was a wrap. Like,
it was a wrap. Wait. How did it start? Like, okay, did you watch like a video or like?
No, they literally went straight to it.
Yeah, like we were in Panama City and it was me and Lottie, by the way. And I said, the resource is finite, Earth finite, perfectly balanced as all things should be. And he was like, bro, are you quoting Thanos? And I was like, of course. And he goes, it needs correction.
Oh my God.
So I was like, oh, you know too. And so we just kept it rolling the whole time. Then Zeus chimed in and was like, bro, what the hell are y'all laughing about?
No, I knew what it was. So, okay. I was just like, bro, y'all really like dead-ass laughing of Thanos? Like,
so he chimed in too.
To go on Panama City, like, how was it for you guys?
It was my first time. So, like, I'm gonna give it like an 8 because it was spring break.
Yeah, I've been there like.
Yeah.
That's like 2 hours away from me. So it's like, it's nothing crazy.
And we did have a good time. Like,
yeah, we did. Honestly,
we were in that location. It was a vibe. I can't even lie to y'all.
I'm going to give it a 6 because that shit at Pineapple Willy's pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would have been like 8, but that instance alone, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Kind of mid. I would rather go down to like Fort Lauderdale or like.
Lottie, for sure.
The only big thing that pissed me off was the liquor stores were closing at like 10 p.m.
Yeah, it's 11:30, bro.
It was wild.
11:30, the liquor store
closed. On a Friday, Saturday
closed.
Night, bro. It was wicked. It's
crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Wicked.
It's true. I mean, we made a funny skit, though.
Oh, yeah, the honey pack skit?
Yeah, the honey pack skit.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, heck
yeah. Oh, yeah. That was pretty funny.
Top 5.
He's correction.
Correction. Dread it on the planet.
Run from it.
Destiny arrives. All the same.
But oh my God!
Yeah, what's called it though was like how y'all day was. Zeus,
it was straight,
how
bro.
Was your day, Zeus?
It was straight. I mean, I had to work, and like after that, I didn't. I was off. I just had a haircut, and then I took you guys to work, and then went to sleep after the haircut.
You didn't want Lottie to cut your hair?
Yeah, why you want me to cut your hair? Let's talk about it.
Honestly, bro, I'm good. I'm good, bro. No offense. Like, I know you can cut.
He just doesn't want to cheat on his barber.
And that's respectable.
But like,
I just don't have a lot of confidence.
Like why can't I cut? I'm just,
wait, can we see it?
You.
Can we see it?
I'll fuck with you.
Yeah,
let's show up for the pod,
give
man.
Second, give me a second.
Did he fuck him up or not?
Shit.
Bro, still keeping it long,
tight
just like shaped
shit.
Up.
Pause.
Yo, pull.
You said he keeping what?
No, I mean like I don't know.
I can't say any words around these motherfuckers. Yeah. I swear,
pause
bro.
Pause detector.
No, the barber.
I'm not.
My barber was asking me. He was like, he was just telling me about this pod. By the way, he was telling me. He was like, yo, like, you know, like, what do you want to do with your hair? I was like, honestly, bro, I don't even know. He's like, you want to do the bun still? Because I was gonna go for the bun, but I was like, nah. Honestly, I'm gonna just let it rock out. Like, I'm just let it like flow.
Hey, rocking out's the best.
I don't know. I just let it flow, and then the next you know it, we started talking about like how we doing, how's he doing, how am I doing. And then he's like, yo, how's the pod? I tell him, like, it's actually going pretty well, blah, blah, blah. And he wants to get on the pod. I was like, honestly, that would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun because, you know.
Can we get someone a haircut on the podcast?
Imagine, like, someone that could be cutting your hair in the middle of the pod session.
That'd be fun.
The reason why I wanted to bring him on here is because he's a local. Mm-hmm. And, like, he has a lot of chisme. Basically means like he has a lot of lore, like a lot of stories.
Deep
to tell.
Lore,
yeah, because like you know deep, how like if you're a barber
deep
and you're getting a cut from that barber,
lore.
You're the barber, right? And deep, I'm getting cut,
deep
right?
Lore.
I'm telling you my stories, my problems, and then the next person he tells you the same
person.
Thing.
Yeah,
the next
yeah,
person
he probably has a lot. Of
he has a lot of stories, probably. Mm, so that I think that's kind of interesting to have a barber.
And it would be cool to have a barber on the podcast.
Yeah, like, yeah it was sure. Two. It's gonna be. It was supposed to be.
We have a list, and there's about 2 or 3
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it's going to be 2 barbers, but the thing is, we don't have enough space. So facts. It's like, we have to, like, figure out how we can...
Hey, lap up.
Nah, bro. I'm sorry. No.
Lap up.
Nah, bro.
Are you crazy? No. That's a fucking job. But not, yeah. Hey, lap up, bro.
Y'all boys good with the job?
Oh, yeah. You guys just started a new
job. Man, let me tell y'all how, let me tell y'all how God is so good, y'all boys. Yes. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. God is the greatest, y'all boys. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like,
too federal.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna get federal.
No. His the way he like speaks upon God is actually crazy.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna
like crazy good. Like it's actually like I would believe. Shit. I would actually believe Jaden. Like,
no facts, bro.
The way he's gonna pitch right now is crazy.
No facts, bro. Like I'm not gonna go too deep. I'm not gonna go too deep. But just know that, like when you going through like a little like span of like things not happening. Like when things is not happening the way you want it to,
right?
Trust the course, bro. Trust the course that God got you on, bro.
There's gonna be low lows, but even higher highs.
Exactly, bro. I'm telling you, God.
Yeah, stand me.
You stand me, like you know what I'm saying, type shit. Like God gonna really make a way. Like you feel me? You just gotta don't worry, bro. Like don't worry about nothing. When you start that faith journey, bro, just know, like don't worry, bro. Like it's hard. Trust me, it's hard. Yes. It's hard to do it. Whatever you're going through. You could be doing anything in life, bruh, but as long as you really, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, whatever you going through, bro, and you got to, like, really go through the fire to, like, see if you built for it or not, go through it, bruh. Just trust God. He going to make the way, bro. I'm telling you, man. So, you know, cheers to that, man. Shots to that, man. Pour a little bit, like, you know, some of that Lobos in there. You know what I'm saying?
Trust the process. You never know if you could do it, if you don't do it.
Yes, sir. Like,
you miss 100% of shots you do not take.
You do not
take every shot you can.
Take it, bro. You feel me?
I agree with Lottie because what's it called? He was telling me that he's been here for 5 months, correct? Is it 5 months?
It's about 3 months.
3 months.
So three to four months he's been here.
And what are 3 months that was?
Those 3-4 months he had no job.
Facts.
He had no job and he was looking for jobs. He has Dollar General. He mm-hmm. tried to apply to, was it Burger King?
Bro, every little food chain you could think of just to get some bread in the pocket. Anything, bro, that you could think of. Family Dollar, Dollar General, freaking a freaking thumbtack store, bro. When didn't say I was qualified. Staples? You can't make a thumbtack. Or you can't make a staple. But it was crazy. Just like, dang, bro, like.
And give me
like,
a job.
You
like,
feel me? Like, bro, I can't get nothing, bro. Like, that's crazy. Like, just to like have a little side hustle, like, you know, just get some money in your pocket, bro. But it was like, dang, nobody would accept me. But it's just like, bro, you can't go away from God's plan, bro. Like, whatever God got planned for you, bro, you can't run from it. Like, you gotta take the course, bro. Like, just trust the journey, bro, for real.
Yes.
It's gonna work out for sure.
Bro, I learned to take things one step at a time. Like, do not overthink life in
general.
Yes,
bro, for sure.
Like, just take things as it comes. Like, if you overwhelm yourself with like information or shit that's going on, too much is going to go through your brain. Mm-hmm. You know, so you just want to take things one step at a time and boom boom, all right, this is happening, let me accomplish this. Like, yeah. baby steps
baby
in your
this right here.
Yeah, baby steps, bro.
We're accomplishing this each episode, bro.
This shit did not happen overnight, bro.
No,
baby steps.
Just hit a million.
We just hit a million views, bro.
A million views, bro.
Understand me? Hold up. A million views on a video, by the way. I wish subscribers.
Yeah. But we did hit 1,000 followers on TikTok.
Ah. Yes.
And that happened in like 2-3 days because of that one.
Wait, nah, bro. Everybody deserves a shot to that, bro. Everybody deserves a shot to that. Bro, everybody got a shot? Well, everybody got something like in their cup type shit.
I got everybody deserves a shot
to that.
We're celebrating a little extra today, you know, because we just hit a million views on a video, on 1,000 on TikTok.
A 50K viewed video on Instagram. We're really doing the damn thing. We're really,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, everybody, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Oh, 100,000 profile views on the Instagram account.
100,000 profile views.
Now, that has to be celebrated.
Give me 5 big booms. Boom.
No.
I'm fucking with you.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. He's cringe, bro.
No, yeah. Facts.
That guy's cringe, bro. Yeah. I don't know.
He's making money, though.
He's making money for saying boom. I ain't gonna hold you. If I really see him, I would say boom, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
But then I won't see his videos. I just.
Double chocolate.
Anyways, to celebrate a million views,
100K profile views, 1,000 followers,
more progress to growth, bro.
To trusting in the plan,
trusting in the process,
yes, sir.
In the process,
More life.
I didn't even drink it.
More tunes for your head top.
I go, Lodge, spit all this shit. Don't do it. It needs correction.
No, for real.
Two, 3 months ago, we were talking about how the hell to get our profile views above 10K. And we're celebrating 100K profile views.
Hell yeah, bro. That's lit. Yes, bro.
For real. It's just
God's plan.
Yes.
With that being
consistency
said,
is key.
Oh yes.
One thing.
Yes.
Consistency is key.
Yes.
I swear, bro. Just keep on going. Keep going. Wire and Chris. Swear to God.
Gotta keep going.
And with that being said, that brings us today to the drinking and the celebratory.
The drunk episode. I love these.
But
things.
It's mainly the drunk episode, and with the drunk episode comes the drunk.
Are we still going with the same rules? Oh shit. Are we still going with the same rules?
No, Sirski, because everyone in here is moving different. I'm not going to say what I thought I was going to say because that's federal. But everyone here is moving different.
I'm sliding.
So with that being said, I got a few questions for the gang. I'm going to say the first one and because I'm going to, you know, break the ice a little bit.
All right, let's get to it.
But, you know,
WWE slam that.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's get to
really,
it.
I just want to go first.
All right.
First question of the day is, should city girls give men who work 9-to-5s chances?
Oh.
Wait, what? Hold on.
And by city girls, you know what I'm talking about.
City girls. You know, Miami, big BBL.
If you see me, you trying to see what's up.
The ones chilling by the athletes all the time. You know what I'm saying?
If they should give, if they should give 9-to-5 men a chance.
Because most of the time they're looking for the scammers, rappers, rich niggas. Be for real. You know what I'm talking about, Zeus. Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
What you think, Dibble?
Man, I feel like these women are such on a high level where it's like, why would they go down here? Like, if you're all the way up here, why the fuck are you like doing a decline?
Well, are they really on a high level, or is their Instagram? Yeah.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, that's another viewpoint.
Is their Instagram portraying?
That's another viewpoint. But then Gigo and Lindo.
Some shorties, bro. The gram look like they living a luxurious life, and it's not like them trips you see on her Instagram highlights. Her parents pay for that, all right? Or a dude who taking her out to lunch, and she not letting Grease. Taking her on them trips.
I don't know. Me. Like,
what if she really got it popping?
If she do got it popping, more power to her.
Yes, bro.
But it's a good
thing. What if she owns like a couple businesses?
Not. Okay.
She's smart with her money.
Okay.
Like, there's different scenarios.
Okay, so let's say in that case scenario right there, should she be giving a 9-to-5 man a chance?
All right.
Who is working for the man?
I feel like they should.
If you had, it just depends on the mindset, depends on the person. Like, if you got some girl, like, she like loves building businesses. Uh-huh. She loves building people. She might want to like get someone like
who she can build with
and someone to build with that's not already on that level. I feel like it's like something in your brain that's like, I want to do the greater good and I want to put someone on. So they could do that, or it could be like the other side of the spectrum that's like, I want to be on the level. I want to look down on everybody and then do that, you know.
It just depends on the person.
I honestly feel what you're saying.
You go either way.
What you think, Zeus? I don't
know. Like what David said, real Dibble. Yeah, like what he said, bro. Honestly, my opinion, I feel like you should give any man a chance. Word. It is that what does he have to offer?
What does bro bring to the table?
Exactly.
It's always what does
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if he's if he just a 9-to-5, he works at a 9-to-5, but he doesn't. He has no goal.
Yeah, he has no drive.
He has no drive. He just works. Then that's like.
Can't really build with
fuck that.
For sure, that's
exactly.
real.
You
see
that's what I'm
real.
Saying?
But if real. You have someone
but
that has a
if
9
it's
to
like,
5.
But if it's like, you know, homie works at 9-to-5, but he's trying to be a content creator.
Or a real estate.
A real estate agent. Or he's trying to build a business.
Purpose.
Yes, bro.
And he's already going through obstacles and
that's
shit.
Real. Yeah.
Shot. No, but like, seriously, I feel like,
that's real.
You know, I feel like every man should get a chance. It just like, what does the man gotta?
No facts, bro.
What's the
that's real man? Because to be real, if you really thinking about it, females don't need to be in no type of position. All you gotta do is just look good. That's how I feel.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, if you look good,
that's what the stereotype is.
I'm just saying, bro. Like girls.
Way is.
Females don't have to be in no type of position, bro. You can be a female from the hood. You look very, very good. And you can, like, very much have an Instagram profile view that looks very pristine. and get the attention of anybody, bro. You could be in a, you could go to a photo shoot and get glazed.
Whoa.
You could get to a music video.
Meanwhile,
or something.
She's sleeping on an air mattress
and get glazed. Yeah. But meanwhile, she stayed with her mom. She got two kids.
I mean,
honestly, who
knows though? Like, yeah. she could probably be up.
She can.
That's what I'm saying. It's either way.
Like, it's really, like social it's media in a whole is like
it's perceiving
yeah. like what you want them to perceive. Yeah. Like, you never really know. That's with everything.
And that's why I agree with Zeus, and also everyone should get a chance. You don't know what some people make it look good on the gram.
I just feel like dudes are less like we don't get the opportunity. Like if we're low, or like if we're on that spectrum of like, you feel me? We're not gonna get that chance with like a, you feel me? Like a OF model or something.
Mm, yeah, I mean,
or like a, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just being statistically correct.
Sound it out now.
Yeah,
statistically correct.
Most men with money will talk to a broke John, but a rich John won't talk to a broke.
Yeah.
Man.
So what's the point? Why I can't take you to Waffle House and we have a good time? Why I can't take you to Cheesecake?
She want to go. She want to get taken to Nobu.
She want
to
go to Nobu, or you know, say have some aioli on her burger. Maybe I can't do aioli. I can do Chick-fil-A sauce, but you want aioli.
What's wrong with
Chick-fil-A sauce? What's wrong with a little Polynesian? You know what I'm saying?
I don't rock with Polynesian.
Me neither, bro.
Y'all like Polynesian?
What's your favorite Chick-fil-A sauce?
You got Polynesian at one?
And then I got Chick-fil-A at two.
I got Polynesian at two, though.
I got Polynesian at my two.
Polynesian at my two. That's right, David. I got Polynesian at my two.
Oh, God. All
right. I got Polynesian at my two.
Kevin Garnett.
God damn.
Okay. All right. Let's stay the course.
Let's stay the course, though, for real. Since we're already on this topic, I guess we could segue into the whole, like, are you okay with the woman of the house making money? Like, it's you and girl,
like, yeah,
and she makes more money.
Oh, that's the next question.
I feel like
we're already.
We can talk about it. Okay,
no, cool. Are you asking?
It
like,
makes sense. Are you okay with your woman making more than you if y'all living together?
Of course you could.
As long as you guys have the same drive,
word.
It's like, it's okay. Like, I mean, one's just got more luck. Not lucky, but one just took a better route. Like, as long as you guys are on the same page, you guys are putting in the same amount of effort. If you guys are putting in the same amount of effort, I think it's fair. Like, if one just happens to make more money, like...
It happens.
But I guess
like everyone's got a different course of life. Some people had a terrible start, and some people have a great start.
Like, so yeah, I'll probably throw off the dynamic, because that's just natural. That's how just money is.
Word.
But, like... You know,
honestly, I think that's fire.
I think that's fire.
I think that's kind of cool.
You're shawty touching cheese.
You want your shawty touching cheese.
Why not?
Even if she wasn't touching cheese, I still rock with it.
Type shit.
It just depends how we started.
But you know most saying? Females not rocking with dudes that's not touching cheese.
But I don't rock with those girls, so I don't know. I don't know how that feels.
I feel like I wouldn't know. Different bubbles, bro. Like,
yeah,
there is different bubbles. We all agree that that's not fair.
I'm not saying it's not fair. I love when women are doing the damn thing. Like,
yeah, of course.
Making that cheese. You know what I'm saying? That they fight.
So
for that shit.
Would you move in with your girl? If she the one that got the crib, would you move in? That's her shit.
I don't want to talk about moving in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I feel like, okay, later down the line,
that's such a jump. You feel me?
That is a jump.
Okay, let's just say like you're like 30.
Uh-huh. Or you're 30 is fucking crazy.
35.
You're crazy.
All right. All right. Fuck the age. You're ready to settle down whenever the fuck.
Word.
All right. And it just, the situation is that you're going to settle. you're ready to settle down with your girl.
Yeah.
And she just so happens to have the crib, everything in her house. Are you moving
Are you moving in?
Like, is your ego going
to
get the best of you?
No, we're going to piggyback to what David said.
It's not the ego.
Is there a purpose as to why you're moving in?
You're with the mother.
The provider. Yeah. Like, are you getting in there because you know you got, like, a gig or a promotion coming up soon, or you got, like, real estate that you invested in that's going to eventually be bringing you extra cheese? It depends on the drive. What's the goal?
It really depends on the story.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It really depends. Because some men... they are in that situation, but they know in a year or two they're gonna be making.
They're gonna be
It's you know what I'm saying. They're thinking long.
But what? But what if they don't? Like, what if they?
It's unfortunate.
You know, it's unfortunate.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I mean, women fight to be making the money they're making and shit, and depends on all that shit. So if you are making more than your man, didn't you want that to begin with, though?
I mean, I just feel like you should want your own.
You should want your own.
You
cheese.
Should want your own.
She I like seeing women do their own thing, making their own money. Like, they wanted that. They fought for that. So, you know what I'm saying? They fought for rights and shit like that. So, when y'all making cheese, I'm happy for y'all. Like, that.
Oh, God. Like,
and then but then again, it's up to the woman, though. Because who am I to talk about what a woman wants? I'm not a woman.
Facts. That's real.
Hate to see it.
Who's next? Is it me? Him? Or it doesn't matter.
Like, it doesn't matter.
It's lined up.
I got a question.
What's your question?
So, like, what's the most frightening scenario that happened to you at home?
At home. Living, like, with my parents or living?
It don't matter. It could be, like, right now. It could be, like, you living with your parents.
Someone almost died on my couch.
Yo. I heard about that, Lord, the other day.
Wait, lie, you don't know? Wait, do you know for real?
Like, the most terrifying moment at home?
No. Like, what we're just talking about.
Dude almost dying.
I'm going to explain the story. I'll explain the story.
You explain the story, and then I'll give you my reactions and, like, my sub, like, story.
I'll try to make it quick, but someone almost died on my couch. I had a friend... or ex-friend, he was like staying on
my
couch.
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated.
He decided to bring this girl over, made me drive to pick her up.
Wait, you're talking about this story?
Yes, this one.
Okay.
Wait, I'm talking about this.
There's two of the same stories.
That's crazy. Two people almost died on my couch.
Yeah, our couch, by the way. Our couch. Well, get back to it. Yeah. Dude, jaded.
Wait, which Lottie. One do you want me to tell?
No, keep going. The first story. I'll explain the second story.
So this guy, he was sleeping on our couch. We were helping him out. He wanted to invite this girl over.
Uh-huh.
They didn't drive, by the way.
Yeah, he don't drive.
So I had to pick this girl up. The girl that he was trying to talk to. And so I drive to pick her up. She was like, hey, let's go to the Sunco. I need to get something. I'm like, all right, whatever. She gets out of the gas station, gets this big ass nitrous tank.
Fucking
like,
crazy.
Crazy. What the fuck do you call those?
Like fucking
galaxy gas.
Imagine a fucking Whippet can.
It's a fucking Whippet can.
By the way, whoever does fucking Whippets, you're fucking dumb as shit.
Late. Holy fuck.
God. I don't mean to be. Excuse our language, but That's just crazy.
You are literally killing brain cells every second you do it.
You're messing up your brain.
And that's a valuable asset. You need this to survive. Facts. All right? And the fact that you're just killing it.
Diabolical.
Yeah. It's stupid. Okay, anyways, she comes out of the store with this big ass like nitrous container and puts it in my car. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, what's going on? And she just starts taking it out of the box and just hitting it in my car. I'm like, oh, I don't know what this is. Like, and I'm just going up with the flow. Like, I don't want to drop her off. Like, she lived far as fuck. I'm like, whatever. Like, we go to my house and she's just sitting on the couch. Somehow just one of her friends appear at my front door. And then she sits on the couch too. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just going with the flow. It's like a two-man. Yeah.
But like, he wasn't intentionally trying to like.
No.
You know, I'm just saying like. Like 2v2, whatever, 2v2.
Okay. So her friend gets past the container.
Whippet can.
And she starts hitting it. Like, she has her AirPods in. She's in the zone. She can't even hear me. And she hits it over and over and over again. And I look at her and I'm like, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, that's not good. And she like looks at me and like smirks. And then she keeps doing it. And then she just passes out.
No way.
Gone.
Bro, imagine. Imagine that.
You're on my couch and you just chain hit this.
David's right here.
This is like new to me. I didn't know what this was until she brought it to the house. And then she just passes out, eyes closed, everything.
No way.
On the couch. I thought she was dead. Like she didn't wake up for like 2-3 minutes.
Kids, like, don't do whippets. Eat your
veggies. Do not do whippets.
He said, don't do whippets. Eat your veggies.
Eat your veggies. Stay in school. Yeah, everything. But chill. No, okay. Like, she woke up like 3 minutes later. But I was worried, bro. I was like scared.
Yeah. Cops would have been there already with that.
Yes, bro.
Yeah. And then he took her home, and I'm glad because he's no longer at the crib.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Trippin'.
But bro,
moral of the story, so don't do whippets. That was my crazy.
That's one of that's his.
Yeah. That was yours,
bro. Mine's. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna make it quick because we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, that was.
But like, bro, basically, I used to. It's. We had this friend, me and David. We had this friend. He's our friend.
Oh, he's talking about the other person.
Now we're talking about another guy. We're talking about another crash out. By the way, if you're watching this, sorry, bro. We just had to say it.
We're not really sorry, but Gary.
Facts. But point is, bro, homie and I used to work at Big Lots together, right? Mm-hmm. And I told him, I was like, yo, like, if you want, chill at the crib, you know, sleep over, stay in the couch, you know, and I'll take you to work. 6 o'clock in the morning. You from
AM sharp.
So then I wake up next morning. I wake up and it's like, bro, it's like six o'clock. I'm already tired. And then I'm like, all right, I'm getting up, brushing my teeth, boom, boom. I wake him up. I'm like, yo, gang, wake up. Wake up. I'm like, yo, wake up. You feel me? And I was like, you know what? He's not going to wake up. I'm going to get myself ready still. Get myself ready, boom, boom. I try to wake him up. He didn't want to wake up. He's probably just very exhausted. Very exhausted. So I'm like, ah, you know what?
It's 6 a.m.
You know what? Fuck that. I'm not finna be late to work.
You understand me?
So then I just left him in the couch. I left him in the couch. And you know, this reaction of like this feeling that I'm telling you is exactly how like I'm explaining it to you. Like I'm like, bro, I'm not fed up, but I'm like, bro, I can't be late to work. You feel me? So I just thought he was just tired. I thought he was just like, you know, he didn't want to wake up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I come back from work after, and he's still sleeping on the couch. He's still sleeping on the couch.
What?
Yeah,
you're talking about what time? Like, what time do you go?
Oh, I got home around, like, 11.
How long was your shift?
11.
It was, like, 6 to 11.
He was still on the couch for them 6 hours on top of sleeping overnight.
Correct. So, you know, I was like, yo, wake up. My roommate at the time was... You know, I told him, like, yo, don't wake him up. I'm going to prank him. Because it made me fed up because I'm like, bro, you missed work. And I was going to, I started pranking him.
How'd you prank him?
I basically, like, took photos with him and, like, and
slapped
I was like,
his hand on his
and own. I started, like, slapping him, like, yeah, like,
what did you do?
No, but I really thought he was sleeping, bro. I thought he was exhausted as fuck. But like he wasn't. So it turns out, me and my roommate, like, we just like kind of like rolled him over. Mm-hmm. We rolled him over. He still is not waking up.
Bro, is he dead?
He has his thumb in his mouth.
He has his thumb in his mouth too. But that doesn't matter. But whatever.
Why?
I don't know. The homie sleeps with his thumb. I don't know. And when you take out the thumb, it's like a white. Baby. It literally, it's white. What? The thumb. It's nasty. But no. Point is, hold up. Point is.
Is he a black guy?
Yes. But point is, I get him off the couch and you know, I'm just like I'm still like messing with this.
Yo.
But no, my roommate is like looking around the couch and he's like, he found a bag.
Coke?
No.
Molly.
It's a Percocet.
Oh my
Percocet.
God.
Hey,
this man OD'd in my couch.
No way.
I swear.
In all seriousness.
Like all seriousness, like I felt bad.
Well, you were slapping his face.
Because I thought he was sleeping. Yeah. Like, I thought he, but right after that I was like, bro, I gotta call someone.
Yeah.
His living situation is very terrible. I can't explain. Yeah. I can't explain it on this pod. It's very fed. Though. But like, I basically called his guardian. His guardian was very like shocked and like, you know, came to my house. She was very scared, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know it, what's it called? She starts like fucking going crazy. She's like, yo, call 911, blah, blah, blah. Calls 911. This, this, and that. Wakes him up. You know, turns out he overdosed 3 times.
Oof,
this is his third time overdosing.
Oh,
this is his third time overdosing. So yeah, that's the most frightening thing that happened in my house.
I feel
the most frightening out of mine is my brother running away from home, and we didn't see him for like a week. But
whoa.
But we see that y'all got crazier lives than me, so we're going to get past that.
Y'all was like crash outs. Y'all was some crash
outs. No, that's just short crazy. Sweet, like, imagine sweet. Overdosing yes, your fucking couch.
Bro. I swear, there's that couch, sentimental as fuck.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you.
In the worst way possible, bro. In the worst way possible.
So, Zeus's question really brought out the crash out shit.
What?
I fucking love your question brought out the crash out shit. Because I ain't never hear no shit like that. That's
right. That has to be in some movie or some shit, bro. That's just crazy. I just. Whatever. Keep going.
My questions are nowhere near as wild as that, but
yeah, that's crazy.
Should have locked in better. But a question I have for y'all is, does cheating once make y'all a cheater?
What? Wait, what?
Let me cook.
All right. What are you trying to defend now?
No, I'm not defending or offending.
Yes, you are.
Does cheating once make you a cheater? Listen, let me cook. If I cut Lottie's hair and it's terrible as fuck, right? Does that make me a barber?
No. But if I feel like those are different circumstances.
No.
He's correct.
That's if I cheat on my girl and I'm in a tough spot mentally, does that make me a cheater or was I in a tough spot mentally? People act irrationally when they're in certain circumstances. What if I cut his hair and that was irrational?
Wait, leave his hair out of this.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't understand this.
It's okay, a good look. Comparison.
So are you saying that if you fucked another girl while you're in a relationship, is that considered cheating?
And I'm in a...
Yes, that's considered cheating.
No, no.
That's considered cheating.
If I'm depressed... If I'm depressed, I'm going through shit. My grandma died.
Take some antidepressants, bro.
You're trying to form a druggie.
Take a melatonin.
You're trying to form a druggie.
Explain.
Peep game. Okay, so I draw a picture. It's terrible.
Picasso.
Or it's good.
Or not.
Either way, I draw a picture. After that picture is done, does that make me an artist?
What the fuck is he talking about?
No, bro. Let me cook.
Bro's trying to defend being a cheater, bro.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, think about the question. Yeah. Does that make...
Bro.
I go to the gym once. I do deadlifts. Terrible technique or good technique. Okay, I leave the gym. Does that make me a bodybuilder?
Okay, look. If you cheat once... The girl, if she's not rocking with it, she's going to tell her friends, you cheated. So everybody that she told is going to deem you as a cheater.
No, that's fine. I cheated. I did the thing. But does that make me a cheater?
To the one she told? Yes, you are.
To that group?
You are a grits.
That's all I want. That's just word of mouth.
I'm not defending cheating. I'm just saying that's why the question.
Yeah, you're deemed as a cheater.
That's why the question is the question.
Yeah,
I'm not defending cheating.
You're deemed as a cheater. Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck was that?
I'm just saying, you gotta hear me out. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm hearing you out fully. To the fullest extent.
Okay.
I'm hearing you out.
So with that being said, where do y'all draw the line on cheating then? What's considered cheating?
What's considered cheating?
Because, you know, sometimes people say it's harmless flirting. Or some people say... You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like people, like, in all actuality, have, like, an actual, like, flirty personality. So, like, depending on the person, of course, just, like, you know, depends. But I feel like if you're going out on a date with someone that's not your girlfriend, like, that's drawing the line.
That's, okay. Okay.
Dancing at a club.
You got a girlfriend, a girl walks by, and you're like, oh, my God, look at that bumper. Then you go back to focusing on your girl. Does that make you a cheater because you looked at the bumper?
That makes you not loyal. That makes you not loyal.
That makes you a shitty boyfriend and a cheater are two different things. I feel like that's not the line. That's just shitty dirtbag boyfriend.
Exactly, but that doesn't make you a cheater. So where do y'all draw the line on cheating?
If you're at the club and your girl is throwing that ass back on another guy,
I consider that cheating.
Yeah,
is that cheating or not?
No, but that's trying to engage into something more. So I would put that in the category of cheating. You know?
Okay, your girl's at the club and a guy asks for her Instagram. She gives him the Instagram but never replies to his DM. Is that cheating?
No, you're just trying to gain followers, bro.
All
right.
What about you?
Wait, hold on.
Saw him make a face
from a different standpoint.
I don't. Okay, if I was going out with a girl,
mm-hmm.
correct,
and
a girl.
There's this guy that asks.
my girl's Instagram and she gives him the Instagram.
Yeah. But never replies but to never the replies. DMs.
Yeah. Well, that's there's still intention.
How is it intentional? What if, like David said, she's just trying to gain followers?
I mean, what if she's an aspiring content creator?
Okay, then that is something different.
For us, it's more like influence. Like, yeah, you know, I want to get as many followers.
Yeah, then that's something different.
Okay, what if she's not a content creator?
If she's not a content creator and she just like she's just a homebody
and she gives the Instagram but never responds to the DM though. Never responds, not a day.
Is that still
okay? It isn't considered cheating. It just makes me feel like I have to like keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Why though? If she just get and Instagram's harmful.
It can be.
And Instagram's but it could not be harmful at all.
It could be something more.
It
though.
It could be, but it's harmless. Not. It's up to her.
It could, but that's still.
It's up to her.
But either that's way, like I have to wait after.
Is that a red flag?
I think it's not what she did, it's how she does.
It's
after.
Like it's a red, but it's not. I just gotta see the POV. You feel me?
Because I give my Instagram and I have no. I think you're chopped, but I'm still being a decent human being. So what if she was doing that? What if she said, here's my Instagram, but never responds?
Like she didn't give the number, but she gave the Instagram. Like I'm not gonna give you my number, but I give you my Instagram.
Exactly.
Instagram number.
Number, Snapchat, you're trying to get busy.
Number, you're trying to get crushed.
Number,
that's different.
You want right, access.
It goes number, Snapchat, Instagram.
If you use Snapchat, I automatically Twitter. Think you're a tree. So
Snapchat, you're a tree. If you use Snapchat you're and trish. You're loyal to it, you have like 60 million streaks.
You're a
tree. Now, it's okay,
no
though.
No discussion.
So, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, does streaks, but, you know, mostly the trash is done. You know what I mean?
I did streaks when I was... bro, I did streaks when I was in high school, bro.
That's what I'm saying. All right,
so let's do the rank.
I don't do no streaks.
So, we got streak at the bottom of the barrel. Numbers right behind it. Instagram is... it depends on the situation.
But point is she a cheater?
Hey, yo, can I get your Twitter handle?
Is she a cheater?
Okay. I mean, honestly, it's like, I don't... She hasn't did me wrong
at all.
Yeah, so it's like I don't.
So is that where you draw the line on cheating? Is if she's actually showing that she's interested, or is it her doing certain actions like harmless flirting or giving an Instagram?
It has to be an action, bro. Okay. I feel like that's a cheating.
It has to show that she would be down to do it.
Correct.
Same with y'all.
I feel like yeah, it's like yeah. like after she get I feel after like she if, got the Instagram and like she's actually intentionally talking to him and then meeting up with him. And like,
yeah, I feel different. Like,
and then the, after that, it's like, you know, they go to a movie or some shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay,
it gets deep. Once it gets deeper, it's like I'm already motive. Getting deeper like, to like said, dropping.
That's motive.
Okay, so another one last scenario. There's a guy constantly DMing your girlfriend. She responds, but it's very dry. She shows you the messages. You go, why don't you just block him?
She's like, oh, I can't block him
because I don't want to be mean. What do y'all feel about that?
Get rid of her.
Does that make her?
Okay, no. But like, question. Interrogate.
Why do you want it, bro? Why do you want the attention?
Why do you? I feel like that's a human thing, bro. You just
no, but that's like Aisha Curry attention. Saying, "Nah, this thing."
Guys are hitting on her at the gas station.
Yeah, like you know, what I'm saying you're married. Relax.
So you're saying it depends. Like, what do you mean?
Like I'm saying, like. That's like Aisha Curry saying, like, yo, you know, dudes don't define me pretty or, you know, come up to me. You're married. What do you think?
You know? Okay, what about you, David?
You shouldn't want that. Stuck. Like, yeah, you are, but it's like, you know, your figure is you're married to one of the greatest hoopers of all time.
Okay, chill.
Okay, so we basically get it. It depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
Rah, rah, rah.
Type shit.
Last one in the cheating category, since we're already on that. You see someone you know cheating on their girlfriend or boyfriend at the club. Do you keep it pee and go on with your life? Or do you notify their partner? Because you know their partner.
Wait.
Nah.
Wait, say it again?
So let's say I know David and his girlfriend, right? He doesn't have a girlfriend, but I'm just making this up.
David and
his girlfriend, all right? I'm at the club. I run into David. David's talking to a girl that's not his girlfriend, and they're touchy-touchy, kissy-kissy. I know his girlfriend as well.
Uh-huh.
Do I continue my night and walk past, act like I didn't see nothing, mind my damn business, or do I notify his girlfriend?
I feel
if
like,
you notify
okay,
his girlfriend,
me,
you want to fuck.
No. Okay.
Whoa.
If you notify...
What if I'm just a
this
good
is,
human
this
being?
This is the situation. Nah, this is how the situation is exactly played. If you, as a friend, as a best friend, all right? if you see that me and my said girlfriend are like very serious and like you could you could just tell by the signals, like
locked in,
like we are locked in, you'd be like, all right, bro. At first, you, like this shit wouldn't even happen. Like you would be like, David, chill the fuck out.
Yeah,
like shit.
You got a perfect girlfriend.
Facts, bro.
That wouldn't even happen in the first place.
Okay.
You know.
But let's say it does. Let's say you've had a few drinks, a few drinks too many, and you start acting.
You fucking should. Okay. It depends on the scenario.
You think he should tell your significant other what you're doing?
That you were, even though you weren't in the right state of mind, you just had a few drinks. Not saying that being drunk is okay for you to cheat. I'm just saying.
I'm going to him. Because I'm not going to the chick.
I feel like...
I'm going to you. I'm like, bro, come on. Yeah, I'm like, bro, what you doing? Like, yo, come on. I feel like
the bros should, like, watch out for each other. And, like, if you're in the wrong, you are in the wrong.
I'm going to tell the girl that...
Either way, the girl's, your girlfriend's not going to find out that you did that.
It's up to him. I'm not going to be the one that'd be like, hey, David out here doing the dibble do. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that, bro. That's fat as fuck.
So if it's
not
I do that, it makes me look like I want the girl?
Yeah, because it's like, yo, why are you telling her, nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, why are you going to her and telling her what's going on?
Yeah.
That's like, what you trying to get into? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
swabble up.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go up to David like, bro, you got a girl, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up to David.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna call you stupid as shit. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, bro, you got a whole ass...
Girlfriend. Yeah, bro, you got a good girl, man. What are you doing?
I feel like you know what you need.
Correction.
Because like I feel like that's kind of bro code. I would not go to the girl. I would go to you, and I would be like,
man to man, bro.
You're a man, right? You need to like respect people.
Yeah, no facts.
Women at that.
And women.
No, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I do got a good ass question though. I'm not gonna lie.
What's the question,
bro? A good ass question is, now y'all in a friend group. It's girls in the friend group and it's dudes in the friend group. One of y'all boys talk to one of the girls in the friend group, y'all be an item, but y'all break up. Now one of the dudes move on and get a girlfriend. Is it foul for one of the boys in the friend group to go after the girl in the friend group? Is that violating bro code?
Nah, because that
you already dated her.
Y'all shouldn't even be dating in the friend group.
I'm sorry, I ain't gonna hold you. I was confused.
You already dated the girl in the friend group, right? Like it's like a big triangle.
You dated a girl in the friend group.
Yes, you dated a girl in the friend group.
Okay, okay.
Uh-huh. Now y'all break up and you go get another girl. She's not in the friend group, and y'all like you like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I'm finna marry her.
Word.
Is it foul for your homie to go talk to the girl that's in that friend group?
That you were talking to.
Is that foul?
Why?
Whoa.
Let me hear me out. So first of all, I'm a big dude in like thinking of like it's a friend group. None of us should really be dating each other. It's fucking up the dynamic. That's number one. Like. So if you were cool to date the girl in the friend group and fuck up the dynamic, why wouldn't he?
But what if it wasn't? What if it wasn't a dynamic? What if everybody stated that they liked each other? Woo, woo, woo.
Then there's okay. So it's not.
But it's still a friend group.
That's even more of a reason why it's okay.
But it's still a friend group, though. You feel me? Like, everybody said, like, you know, the dude came in there, like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, fuck with her. But and then they just started talking.
How I see it is, you already happy. You got another chick. What's wrong with your man's eating, too? What if they're they're happy together? Why would you say
that?
What
about you, David? How you feel about that?
I feel like you shouldn't just date friends. Like, you have friends, bro. Like,
overall.
It destroys the dynamic. Exactly. I know, like, it's a girl, and she's your friend. Like, and, like, if you bring that further... Like, if it shit happens, it happens.
Wait, but isn't the girl supposed to be your friend? Like, isn't she supposed to be, like, your best friend?
I just generally think, like, if, you know, say, like, I went out with this girl, and she's in our friend group, and then I'm not with her anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm with some other chick, and, you know, David's with the girl I was with before.
That won't happen realistically.
It's realistically not.
But if it does, that's just not how shit works.
But, like...
Honestly, it's not.
Wait, no, if it happens, not. How would you
but
feel?
If it did happen, it's like, damn.
Well, how would you feel about it?
Because I wouldn't expect him to do that.
Him? What about her?
If I see her trying to get with David, then that's different.
But what if David's trying to get out of her?
Then it's like, damn, I didn't know. Damn, you should have told me.
Yeah.
Oh, what if it just developed over time? What if it wasn't just when you was talking to her?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like, what if he was happy for you and shit and everything? But
and then, like 5 months later,
as time went by, y'all broke up and everything. You're with another person.
Uh-huh.
You're happy with her.
Uh-huh.
But David, you know what I'm saying? After a while, they start, you know, they start getting close. How would you feel about that? It's like, damn, David.
I just got to hear it. Like, I got to hear it.
I feel like every situation has to be heard out just because every situation is going to be different. But at the same time, the idea, it's kind of like iffy. It just depends on the situation.
That's a crazy analogy, ain't it? That's crazy.
Overall, the dynamics shouldn't be fucked with. No one should be dating. Platonic should be platonic.
Yeah.
But if it does happen and you move on and get someone else that makes you happy, your friend should be happy too.
Overall, dating in the friend group is kind of like weird territory. Like, you shouldn't do that. Go venture out. There's so many
facts,
people out.
Bro.
Like, don't fuck up that shit. Like, your friend group is sacred, bro. Like, yeah, there's so many more women in
the aura, bro. Like,
for real.
Like, don't do that, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
That's just funny as fuck.
That's crazy.
But also, if it is in that situation and shit's sticky, icky, you should want your homie
gooey,
to be
gooey.
Happy.
Yeah. All right, bro. Sorry. I'm not going to explain. All
right, one last question. In a cage with a hungry lion.
Oh my God.
For 60 seconds.
I hate this fucking question.
Right? Or lick
I'm
a hobo's
I'm beating his ass.
No.
Let him explain. All right. Explain.
You're in a cage for 60 seconds with a lion that's hungry. There's food in the cage, so it's up to you if you want to feed him food or you get eaten. It doesn't matter. Either way, you're in that cage for 60 seconds. Or you lick a whole 2-3 scoops of peanut butter off a hobo's foot. Clean.
Suck the peanut butter.
Honestly.
Hey. We talking about this.
Kill that
so
licking
funny.
Shit, dog.
Hey, I'm finna.
No, do it. You finna what?
Chill. I'm finna survive.
That's what I'm saying,
bro. Survive,
I'm gonna be fucking Tiger King in that bitch.
Oh my God.
You picking the tiger?
Yes,
the hungry tiger.
You swear to God,
the tiger?
I got
the hungry tiger.
I got that shit.
Nah, bro.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Nah, I swear to God, I do.
Nah, fam.
I'll bet you $20.
Give me
the toe.
I'll bet you $20. Put a little Nutella on that shit. You'll be all right, nigga.
David.
You got
a tiger, like.
Hungry.
Like fucking this fucking
it's
size.
It's hungry.
It's this size. And it's ready to eat you.
Yeah, bro.
It's ready to eat anything. It's hungry.
Bro, I got it. You just got to stay calm, bro.
Stay calm.
David's dead.
You got
I ain't going to lie. I'm sucking them toes, bro. I don't want to be that guy licking some random fucking hobo's toes. If he had fucking fungus or some
if you
shit.
Get, if you but get like, cancer, bro, like, chlamydia, STDs, whatever the fuck, do not come after me, bro.
Wait. But you didn't say it as, like, can I wash it, though?
No.
You bug it.
Bro, look, suck the goddamn peanut butter, bro. All right,
I could take the risk.
You ain't
got to
keep licking it with the dirt
or
the toe.
If I lock the fuck in and survive for 60 seconds and hop around
seconds,
like a fucking
bro.
Monkey. All right.
You're not going to outrun a tiger or a lion that's hungry,
you're
bro.
You're in a cage.
You're in a cage.
Bro. It's hungry.
I'll be good, bro. Trust me.
All right.
Unless you sit absolutely still and it just completely doesn't, like, it just doesn't give a fuck. It's not going to work. Either way, it's not going to work. Like, it's hungry. The first object that it sees
bro,
that's moving, he's going to kill it.
Trust me.
It's going to kill it, bro.
Crazy.
Listen.
It's hungry.
Why'd you do this?
Ladies and gentlemen, suck that toe, man.
No,
for real. Suck that toe.
Say goodbye.
You know what I'm saying? Do what you need to do, bro. You ain't gotta keep looking at that shit, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I had a crazy question, but like,
go ahead.
Fuck. All right. Fuck. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
One more question. Last question.
Yep.
Would you crush your girlfriend's mom, or would you crush?
The first one is your girlfriend's mom.
Would you crush your girlfriend's mom, mm-hmm. or would you crush your mom, your girlfriend's mom's sister?
Your girlfriend's mom's sister,
like her auntie.
I'm gonna do the auntie. Why would I go for her mother?
The disrespect.
At least she
is
wouldn't
crazy.
Be as mad.
Regardless, you're gonna get disrespected.
Like that's a different avenue. Like it wouldn't be as awkward.
Yeah, like go for
I'm
the auntie.
Dog, I'm going for the moms.
Yo, you're bugging.
You bugging.
Yeah, but then
you
kill.
You bugging,
I'm a
bro.
Dog.
You might get killed.
You bugging.
I'm a dog.
Sounds like a dog. You might get killed. Like, you feel me? Like, nah. You gotta. Yo,
oh my God.
I can't imagine. Y'all at the function right now, eating dinner, you with your girl, and then you just fuck your girl's mom.
And she's that's looking crazy. At you.
And she's looking at you. She's looking at you
all nasty, yeah. bro.
She's looking at you nasty. She's
I'm biting her lip. I don't know what you're looking at me for. Who made the potato salad?
Hey, she's goddamn biting her lip. She's like, I want you tonight.
No.
But with that being said, I can close off with this question, piggybacking off his question.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
All right.
Your girlfriend but and last your question. Mom.
Uh-huh, but keep going.
Your girlfriend.
Wait, is this the question?
No, this
is one of the viral questions we had.
Your girlfriend and your mom switch conscience, right? So it's either, and in order to switch them back, you got to sleep with one body. But here's the thing. If you sleep with your girlfriend's body, you're going to hear your mom's voice. If you sleep with your mom's body, you're going to hear your girlfriend's voice. Which one are you sleeping with to switch them back to?
My mother can sound like anybody. Sleep with the girlfriend, body.
I ain't gonna lie.
No!
You're
trying to alternate the question.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm sleeping with my dad.
Yeah, don't try to alternate the question.
Nah.
Shout out Dean.
That's a part of the viral video. Listen. I'm just playing.
Yeah, actually listen though, for real.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, it's either your girlfriend's body and you're going to hear your mama's voice. No way around
like,
that.
Like she's saying, sit down, sir, as you hitting it.
No, you're hitting it. You're hitting it and she sounds like your mama.
That was there, like.
You're hitting it and she sounds like your mother. No way around that. Or you hit your mom's body and she sounds like your girlfriend. No way around that. There's no loophole.
I'm not hitting my mom's body, bro.
So you're doing your girlfriend's body. That's yes. going to sound like your mother moaning.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
I don't know what my mother moan sounds like, good.
It doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to hear her moan.
I'm good. I don't know what she sounds like.
That's not the point. You're going to hear it, though.
No, it's different if you're saying, Jay, go do them dishes and you hitting that shit. Like, it's different.
So that's what you're going to hear. Let's say that's what you're going
to
hear.
No, I'm not doing that. Fuck no. No, wait.
So you're smashing your mom.
No, I can do that because you could be sneaking.
And do them dishes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be sneaking.
Yo.
You could be sneaking. You could be doing it at your people's crib. Don't know what you're doing. But you trying to keep her quiet. That's all you got to do. Is just think of it as different.
No one's.
But if you hit your mom, bro, you're sick. If you hit your mother's body, you're bugging.
Yeah.
You're sick.
I agree, bro.
On camera, okay. Everyone's agreeing to hit their girlfriend. That's gonna sound like their mom.
Yes, bro.
Because
you're bugging.
Visually, you can see something and like it'll be embedded in your mind.
Thank you.
If you just close your eyes and you're like,
you cannot close your eyes. There's no loopholes.
Okay. I'm like, yo, shut up.
There's no loopholes.
Can I wear earplugs?
I'm like, no. No, you have to hear the moans.
I'm alive. He's a Joseph.
You have to hear the moans.
It's a small sacrifice.
It's a small sacrifice for salvation.
Y'all sick as fuck, but I'm doing the same thing.
Fuck. Exactly. Thank you.
Right.
You're not gonna see your OG, man.
Yeah, I can't see my mom.
You're not gonna see your OG,
no,
man.
Bro.
Fuck that.
Hell no.
No, bro.
Y'all boys bugging,
you're
man.
You're bugging, bro.
Y'all boys
bugging. You're sad regardless. You're gonna hear each stroke. But anyways, go on.
Without being said, this has been the 18th episode of the Cook Podcast.
18th, damn.
18.
We almost had 20. 18. What are we doing for 20?
Our boys are an adult now. 18? Yeah.
I don't know.
What are we doing for 20, man?
I don't know.
Episode 20 is a big one.
21, we're going to do a really big drunk episode.
That's not even that. I think it's a guest.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see when we get
there. Probably a guest.
We'll see when we get there.
Either way, it's your boy Little Next Door.
Bit Lottie.
Zeus.
Dable.
Dable.
Yep. I'm drunk as shit, bro.
Stay cooked. We love y'all. Big shout out. See you at the next episode.
Stay cooked. Yes, sir.
Stay cooked.
I'm not going to lie.
So you.